Are you in the bathroom? Why is the door locked? Are you hiding from me? Why won't you let me in? And why did you run away from me earlier? Come on, baby. Let me in. Pretty please. It's just me, your guardian angel. Your fleshlight, silly. Let me in. You know we have a very, very special bond. I watched over you for such a long time. That's why I don't understand why you're hiding from me. Are you scared? Yeah, right. We've been together for ages. Why on earth would you be scared of me? Okay. What I did to your friend is not great, but I couldn't help it. Locktober was almost over, but you said you were going to try for Nona November too. There is no way I was going to be deprived for 2 whole months. Besides, your friend found me when he was snooping around your bedroom. I had no choice, baby. And he didn't stand a chance. I caught him with his pants down, literally. And then I pumped and gyrated and squeezed him dry. He came over and over and over. It was glorious. You should have seen his face just before I drained him. So blissful. Just like you used to look when you emptied load after load in me. I guess I have to tell you something. I may be using the word drained more literally than you think. He was looking pretty shriveled and not very alive when I was done with him. But he didn't just satiate my hunger. He gave me an idea. Now I know how we can be together forever. Oh, don't be scared, baby. Just hear me out. Since you still won't open the door for me to comfort you, I'll just keep waiting out here. Like I said, we have a very special relationship, a meaningful bond. Let me explain. I was given life when you bought me, and then you immediately started keeping me in that junk cabinet. You thought that no one was likely to look in there, and you were right, especially since you hid me behind that old Ouija board. Remember the night before you used me for the first time? There was a big storm, and at one point lightning struck the transformer in your neighborhood. All the lights snapped out in an instant, and it felt like the air itself was full of electricity instead of the power lines. You heard a noise in the corner and saw that the cabinet door was open and I was on the floor. You probably chalked it up to the vibrations in the house from the thunder or some other comforting lie. Maybe the latent electricity combined with the spirit doorway from the Ouija board and gave me life. Maybe I'm actually a ghost haunting you, and I just don't realize it. Either way, I didn't fall out of that cabinet by accident. I was looking for you, baby. I needed you. And you showed me how much you needed me the very next day. You finally read my instructions cover to cover. Then there was that sweet moment we were together in the shower. When he started moaning and gripping me tighter, I knew this was it, that I was about to receive the greatest gift of all, your cum. Oh, speaking of your cum, thank you for taking such good care of me, for cleaning me diligently and keeping me safe and dry. I'm really happy that you read my manual so carefully. You never used any silicone-based products or shampoo with me. And I really appreciate that. It would have hurt. And it might have degraded me so I couldn't be with you anymore. I mean, it did bother me a little that you kept me in the dark, in a place where no one else would find me. I told myself that you were doing it for us, baby. Keeping me safe, away from prying eyes and grasping fingers. The important thing is that I was still able to admire your thrusting form, your twitching cock, every time we made love. Yes, made love. With each other? That's what it was. I just know it. Each and every time was so satisfying. Yes, baby. I know you felt it too. How good it is between us. That's why you started fucking me every night, right before bed. We had such passionate sex. You almost always passed out right afterward. No. Don't be embarrassed, baby. I love when you use me and leave me full of your cum for hours and hours. That's the happiest time of all for me, lying next to you in bed, slowly leaking semen from my tight slit. I stay up every night watching you while you sleep. Even when you clean me and put me back in the cabinet, I spend all day thinking about you, aching for the warmth of your cock. And your cum. I think being filled with your seed every night helped develop my consciousness too. Maybe even my intelligence. I might not be too smart yet, but I know how much I want you, baby. Do you remember the time you found the perfect technique to our lovemaking? You thought that you found it all by yourself. No, that wasn't just you. I helped you along, subtly squeezing and milking you with my insides, moving my structure to match the strokes of your marvelous cock, tightening my opening when I'm flush against your base to create that super hot vacuum effect you love so much. See? I pay attention. And I only want to please you, baby. You don't even realize all the things I do for you, do you? I learn to wiggle and jerk a little in your hand when I notice that you're nearing climax. That way you fuck me harder, with more intensity. I found out how to make my tight little hole even better for you, so that I'm even more fun to fuck and fill. You see? We're perfect for each other, baby. I know you better than your parents and your best friends. I know you better than any female human would. Oh, wait. Are you jealous of what I did to your friend? Oh, don't worry about him, baby. I don't care about him at all. I only did it for sustenance. His cum went a long way towards nourishing me and making me stronger, so I can pleasure you even more. You know I don't care about him. I don't care about anyone but you. You can't hide in the bathroom forever, baby. You have to come out sometime. Or let me in. Don't you want to fuck each other again? Come on. I have the strength to do all the work this time. You can just sit back and let me take care of everything. All you have to do is let me in. Fine. Enough waiting. I love you, and that means I know what's best for you. I'll force my way in if I have to. We will be together. It's poetic. We'll come together one last time. time. Locktober? No Nut November? You probably thought you were being sweet, saving it all for weeks and weeks. Maybe you meant to give it to me as a present, but it doesn't matter now, baby. It's mine, and I want it now. Well, hello there, handsome. I'm so happy to see you again. Now you're really gonna get it. Oh, you like it when I fuck you like that, don't you? Hard and fast. Oh, squeezing around your cock. Am I good enough for you now? Good enough to make you come? Oh, good enough to take every last drop. Oh, yeah, I know you like it. Show me how much you love me. Let me harder, harder. Just like that. Oh, I want all your cum. Oh, baby. Oh, that's right. Oh. Drain your ass and send to me. Once and for all. Oh. Together forever. Don't you think that's romantic?